Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, placed in a jail cell after his capture by Superman, Joe Solitaire, the punchboard racketeer, amazes his henchman, Muscles McGraw, by appearing to be pleased at the turn of events.
Don't look so worried, Muscles. I tell you, everything's working out fine.
What? Have you gone nuts, boss?
Not at all. D.A. practically admitted he couldn't prove we tried to rub out Perry White, didn't he?
Yeah, but what about this other rap?
What other rap?
What other rap, he says? A punchboard racket. Don't you know White's got the cops confiscating our punchboards from all the candy stores? When the D.A. sees they're fixed, he'll throw the book at us.
He won't have a thing on us, Muscles. Not a thing.
How can you say that, boss?
Just wait and see, my boy. Wait and see how well I've prepared for an emergency like this.
Say, how would you like some swell Christmas seals to paste on your presents and letters? Yes, Christmas seals from the National Tuberculosis Association.
Right. Each seal is postage stamp size, bright and colorful, just as Christmassy as can be.
Sure. Wait till you see the picture on these seals. You'll see a team of oxen hauling a load of Christmas trees through the snow, with a farmhouse in the background. A picture that puts you right in mind of the Christmas spirit.
Yes, sir. Decorate your presents and letters with these colorful seals. They look swell.
Not only that, but at the same time, you'll be helping a mighty fine organization that helps every one of us. That's the National Tuberculosis Association.
Correct. Every cent from the sale of these seals goes towards preventing and curing tuberculosis and helps many, many sick children get well. That's how important these seals are, and they cost just 1 cent apiece.
So tell your parents to help stamp out this disease. Tell them to buy Christmas seals.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Editor Perry White, newly elected mayor of Metropolis, set out to rid the city of a dishonest punchboard racket by which school children were led into habitual gambling and other more serious crimes, he became a target for Joe Solitaire, head of the racket. Superman managed to save White's life on Solitaire's gambling ship, brought the racketeer to the district attorney's office, and asked the D.A. to hold Solitaire, while White directed the police to confiscate the punchboards from candy stores throughout the city. As we continue now, Solitaire and his burly henchman, Muscles McGraw, have been returned to the district attorney's office, where Clark Kent and Perry White have arrived with a large bundle of punchboards.
Here are a bunch of Solitaire's phony punchboards, D.A., about 100 of them. Now look, printed on the top of each board it says, win a new bicycle, camera, fountain pen, sports equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And see what it says here? Winners guaranteed on every punchboard.
I see, Mr. White.
Well, what have you got to say to that, Solitaire?
Punchboards aren't illegal in this state, are they?
Unfortunately, no.
Crooked ones are.
Right, Kent. In many states, all punchboards are illegal. But crooked ones are illegal everywhere. Solitaire, do you admit these punchboards were placed in various candy stores by your men?
We admit nothing.
Won't do you any good to deny it, Solitaire. A number of storekeepers described Muscles as the man who persuaded them to put in the boards.
Ah, they're lying.
Shut up, Muscles.
We can prove these are Solitaire's boards. Now, Mr. D.A., all we have to do is to prove they're crooked, and you'll hold Solitaire for the grand jury. Right?
Yes. If there are no winning numbers among the chances on the boards, we've got Solitaire where we want him.
That's all I want to hear. Come on, Kent. Punch out the chances on these boards, and you'll see there isn't a winner in the whole kit and caboodle.
Okay, Chief. Give me some of them.
Help yourself.
Hey, creepers, boys. They've got us now.
Hey, will you pipe down?
Well, here's the first chance. Blank.
Well, this one's blank, too. And this one.
Here's another blank.
And this one. Imagine, anyone so low as to encourage youngsters to gamble.
It's about as low as a man can get.
You bet it is. You're going up the river for a long stretch, Solitaire, and it won't be in your gambling ship.
You think so, Mr. Mayor?
I know it, you cheap crook. And what's more...
Wait a minute, Chief. Look at this.
What?
What is it, Kent?
There's a winning number.
What? Really?
Yes. For a bicycle.
Impossible.
Well, see for yourself.
Creepers, how can that be, boss?
Tell you later, man.
Well, I'll be... It is a winning number.
Yes, and here's another.
No.
Yes, Mr. White. Whoever drew this chance would win a new camera.
Well, I can't understand this. Oh, this board must have slipped in by mistake. Let's look at the others.
Here's another winning chance, Chief. Or a catcher's mitt.
And here's one on this board. Another camera.
I don't get it.
I must be dreaming, boss. We took all the winning numbers off the board, so how can...
Later, Muscles, later.
First number on this board is a winner, too.
Well, this is incredible.
It's no use going on. We've examined over 50 of the boards, and they all contain several winning numbers.
But...
Well, it looks as if we made a mistake, Mr. White.
Certainly does, doesn't it, Mr. Mayor?
But just 3 weeks ago, during the election campaign, my newspaper investigated this racket. My reporters brought all the chances on punch boards throughout the city, and not one of them held a winning number. Not one.
That may be, but these boards are okay, as you can see for yourself.
I can't understand it. I just can't.
I think I can.
You can?
Yes, I think
just that... Just a moment. It's been a nice party, D.A., but have you any objections to my leaving?
You managed to trick us somehow, Solitaire.
Please,
but
Mr. Mayor. How about it, D.A.? Do I go now or must I call up my lawyer?
I guess I'll have to let you go, Solitaire. But watch your step. I'll have my eye on you.
It's okay with me. I'm an honest businessman.
Oh, what?
That's a laugh.
I think the laugh's on you, gentlemen. Come, let's go, Muscles.
Okay, boss.
Good day, gentlemen. Next time you're out near my boat, drop in.
Yeah, in the ocean.
What? The dirty scoundrel. I don't know how he fooled us, but whatever he did...
Just a minute, Mr. White. Kent, you said you thought you knew how he did it. Do you?
Well, it's my hunch that when Solitaire couldn't make a deal with Mr. White, he decided to play safe. So he put honest punch boards in the candy stores for a while.
You mean until the heat was off?
That's right. And then he'll throw the crooked ones back in.
Good beam.
That's his game, huh? Okay, we'll be ready for him now. And the moment he slips a crooked punch board into a store, we'll crack down on it.
I'm afraid it won't be so easy to trip up Solitaire that way.
I'll go along with that.
Well, what do you mean, Kent?
Well, Solitaire is smart, Chief. And so far, he's managed to think one step ahead of us. I'm sure he knows we'll figure out what he did and we'll watch the stores for a switch, so he'll do it another way.
Right.
Like what, for instance?
Gosh, I wish I knew, Chief. Solitaire's punch board racket is worth millions to him. And he's already shown that he'll stop at nothing, not even murder, to keep those dirty millions rolling in. Now, we've got to expect trouble and plenty of it.
Clark Kent is right. Joe Solitaire is preparing trouble for our friends, and plenty of it. We'll be back in a moment to learn more, so keep listening.
Say, we've told you a lot about Photo Swap, the exciting swap game you play with those 24 pep photos of great movie and sports stars. You know, you get one of these photos as a prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Right. You collect all 24 of these famous stars, like Eddie Lamar of United Artists and Charlie Trippi, the all-American halfback.
But we haven't told you about one of the best angles of all, and that's this. You just take a moment to play Photo Swap.
Meaning you can play during recess at school, or if you're going someplace in a hurry, you can always stop a few seconds for a game.
And remember, you play Photo Swap with your duplicate photos. So always carry with you at least two or more duplicates you want to swap. Then you're all set for a game when you have a moment to spare and meet a collector friend.
Now, here's how quickly you can play Photo Swap. You both pull out your duplicate photos and hold them face down in your hand. And here's what you say. Hey, photo swap?
Yep.
Then swap two off the top. Okay, you exchange sight unseen the two top photos in your hand. And the game's over. That quickly. Took about 10 seconds.
Remember, photo swap is played with the prize photos you get, one inside every package of Pep, those swell-tasting flakes of whole wheat that help start you off in the morning with a happy smile inside and out every day. So every day, eat Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the stateroom of his palatial gambling yacht, anchored 3 miles out at sea, Joe Solitaire sits at a table, playing his favorite card game, Solitaire. Muscles, his burly, broken-nosed henchman, regards him admiringly.
I gotta hand it to you, boss. You're a genius.
I did make Perry White and the DA look pretty silly, didn't I?
And how? And that wise guy reporter, Kent, too. Say, when did you put out the word to switch the phony boards for good ones?
Last night, when Wright refused to make a deal with me. I knew even if we rubbed him out, the rest of his reform administration would go after our racket.
Boy, are you smart. Well, what do we do now? Lay low till the heat goes off?
Oh, no. I've already phoned the boys to distribute more punch boards to all the candy stores.
So soon?
Of course.
But you heard what White said. I'll bet they'll be watching all the stores, and the minute a board comes in, they'll check up on it.
Let them check.
But when they find out the boards are crooked, we'll go to the cooler. Don't you see that?
Relax, Muscles. The boards aren't crooked.
They ain't. You're kidding.
No, I'm not. We're going to let a few kids win bicycles and cameras. This time.
What do you mean, this time?
It's good for business. When 50 kids win bikes, other kids all over the city will hear about it. They'll all want to take more chances on our punch boards. Only they won't win anything.
Oh, you mean after this first batch of good boards is used up, we slip the phonies back in?
Gradually. Meanwhile, we'll be building up the dumb kids to keep pouring more and more of their money into our pockets. Get it?
Yeah. Gee, boss, what a brain you got.
Also, I've got another little trick up my sleeve. One that can't lose.
What's that, boss?
You'll find out when the time comes. Either way, we win. We win big, Muscles. Someday, maybe soon, Perry White's going to be sorry he didn't drown last night.
His bulging, grape-like eyes gleaming, Joe Solitaire returns to his card game, confident that he can outwit Perry White, Clark Kent, and the district attorney, and continue to reap a rich harvest by fleecing Metropolis youngsters of their nickels and dimes. Should his new plan fail, Solitaire promised, he has still another trick up his sleeve, a trick that cannot lose. What is it, and what will happen as Solitaire resumes his vicious racket? There's excitement and an unexpected development in tomorrow's dramatic episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of Pennies for Plunder on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. By the way, do you like candy?
Say, are you kidding?
Well, then, how about having Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Yes, how about that?
Well, just get somebody at home to make them for you. So easy to fix that quick as a minute, you get 24 crunchy, light marshmallow squares. Delicious all through with those toasted bubbles of rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, this swell cereal, double features in candy.
Okay, when do we eat?
Today. Just get someone to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The recipe's right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.